Hi, this is Mike Verdiccio. Welcome to another podcast here on confidenceandjoy.com. Thanks for taking the time to listen. It's Wednesday morning, December the 14th, 2011, and it's the season, isn't it? You know, it happens every year in December, doesn't it? The big battle over whether to call it a Christmas tree or a holiday tree. Most of the time, this debate concerns government facilities, you know, Capitol buildings, courthouses, even some schools, and it's spilled over into the business market as well. You know, separation of church and state, right? Now, I don't want to go off on a rant right here about that, but just as a sidebar, nowhere in the Constitution of the United States does it say there shall be a separation of church and state, especially to the end that we ought to exclude God from everything. And regardless of what the critics say and those who would rewrite history, the United States of America was founded and set up on godly principles by God-fearing men. Their dream that the American experiment would even work was on trusting the great Creator. And really, when you think about it, after all these years of God's blessing on this nation, there are those who continue to propound and those who continue to succumb to removing any reference to the great Creator God from anywhere and everywhere. But okay, that being aside, we're going to discuss the tree, right? Why all the fuss? You know, here in Arizona, our governor is very clear that it will be called a Christmas tree. And there are governors from other states that vary on their opinions and say, no, this is a holiday tree. Now, anyone can look up and research the history behind the Christmas tree. What I found was that it started somewhere in the 14th or 15th century in the Estonia area. I read that sometime in the 1500s, someone wrote of an established tradition of setting up a decorated spruce tree in the market square where the young men, quote, went with a flock of maidens and women, first sang and danced there, and then set the tree aflame, end of quote. Sounds like the first Christmas office party, doesn't it? Okay, so first let's get honest. We know there was no Christmas tree at the manger when Christ was born, right? Historically, the modern Christmas tree, most say, originated in Western Germany. It was a main prop of a popular medieval play about Adam and Eve. So they had a fir tree hung with apples, paradise tree, representing the Garden of Eden. And way back then, the Germans set up a paradise tree in their homes on December the 24th, the religious feast day of Adam and Eve. They hung wafers on it, symbolizing what they thought was the host, the Christian sign of redemption. In a later tradition, the wafers were replaced by cookies of various shapes. Candles, too, were often added as the symbol of Christ. In the same room during the Christmas season was the Christmas pyramid. You ever heard about that? A triangular construction of wood with shelves to hold Christmas figurines decorated with evergreens and candles and a star. And by the 16th century, the Christian pyramid and the paradise tree had merged, becoming the Christmas tree. So that's a little history of the tree, and of course you can research and find out more. But today, it is a decoration associated with Christmas. So calling it a Christmas tree is not really promoting anything, it's simply calling it what it is, a Christmas tree. You know, I happened to hear a brief conversation on the radio about this the other day. A caller who identified himself as being Jewish said that he did not appreciate referring to it as a holiday tree because it's not his holiday. You know, I think his point was that a holiday refers to a holiday for everybody. He said it would be similar if people referred to the menorah, or I think more properly it's the Hanukkah Chanukia, I think that's how you say it, to refer to that as the holiday candlestick instead. I get his point. You know, we get all uptight and so sensitive and so politically correct that sometimes it's just rather silly, isn't it? Everyone knows that December the 25th is the day called Christmas, right? And I'm very aware of the origins and history of December 25th being the day assigned as the birthday of Christ. There's no record anywhere that I'm aware of in the first or second century of anyone ever celebrating the birth of Christ on December the 25th. That tradition started in the 3rd century. But regardless, In our day and time, that day is still recognized all over the world as Christmas. So to try and say everything associated with it should not be labeled Christmas, well, that's kind of silly, isn't it? You know, we have to call them holiday cards and holiday decorations and the holiday tree. No, all those things are really Christmas-related, aren't they? I mean, should we here in the United States, at the risk of offending someone who doesn't have independence, start calling it America Day instead of Independence Day? So then you have some Christians who are just adamant about it. You must call it a Christmas tree, and you must say Merry Christmas. And for those of you who don't, well, you certainly can't be Christians, so you must be an unbeliever. And you can spot them easily. Yeah, they're the ones who say Happy Holidays instead of Merry Christmas. But then again, on the other hand, there are many Christians who know and believe that Jesus was not born on December the 25th. For some of them to say Merry Christmas seems a little awkward, but then again, to say Happy Holidays, they might appear as an unbeliever to some. You know, in all of this, I'm right and you're wrong, and I'm going to make my point and fuss about yours, we miss the bigger picture. God gave His Son to save mankind. Jesus was born, He grew up, and then He paid the price for all sins so that whosoever believes in Him could have eternal life. The gospel, or good news, that's what the word gospel means, the gospel about Jesus Christ has nothing to do with the day He was born. It has everything to do with the life and ministry of the man from Galilee who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. It has everything to do with him walking perfectly before God, fulfilling all the law for us. It has everything to do with him walking with God, showing us how we too could walk and talk with God. After all, he said, "The works that I do, you shall do also." It has everything to do with him freely laying down his life for mankind, freely giving his life for you and for me. It has everything to do with God raising him from the dead after he was in the grave for 3 days and three nights. It has everything to do with him ascending to heaven to be seated at the right hand of the Father, and then as a result of his completed work, God reinstating and making his gift of Holy Spirit available once again to all. It has everything to do with him making it available for whosoever to have eternal life. It has everything to do with God sending his Son back someday to gather us together. You see, that's what the gospel pertaining to Jesus Christ is all about, and more. So this December, let's keep in mind the big picture. You know, that's so much more important than what people call a tree, don't you think? Well, that's it for this podcast. If you have a comment, feel free to go ahead and type it in down below. And if you're a subscriber to this blog, you don't have to bookmark it or check to see if I posted something new. As a subscriber, and it's free to subscribe, I'll notify you personally every time something new is posted. And if you do decide to subscribe, as my way of saying thank you, I'll give you a free lifetime subscription to my site, Enriching Your Life Now. Thanks again for listening. Until next time, this is Mike Verdiccio. Have a great day.